our failed businesses. And it was after Hurricane Sandy in 2012. We started our wholesale business in 2011. Hurricane Sandy came in, decimated the market, 2012. We kind of figured out some different things to do. And then 2013, we were seeing a lot of people getting taken advantage of by house raisers that were flying in from like Louisiana after Katrina. And there's not a lot of house raisers in this area, right? Actually, a previous guest here was Jason Yerusi, is a house raiser in Jersey, but those guys only had so much capacity. So there's a lot of new people coming in, a lot of people price gouging these people that lived on the water because they needed to lift their houses. So we came up with an idea that said, hey, here's a website. It'll give you multiple competitive bids on your house raise. It got a lot of traffic. It got a lot of press, and it was free to the homeowner. And the problem is, right, you partnered with FEMA and the government, and they didn't change regulations as much as we thought that they would. And they're still dragging it on. Actually, it's 2019 now, and they still haven't completely changed the flood maps and things like that in New Jersey. So it took a lot longer. It cost a lot more. It was a lot harder to get rolling. We hired a chief executive officer to come in and run that business on the day-to-day. He left a job. He had a family. And that business eventually folded. You know, we could not get traction. We closed a couple of deals, but it never blew up the way that we thought it would. So a lot of learning lessons from that, right? It was just, you know, it cost us a lot of money and time.
What caused you to know when it was time to fold?
I mean, the CEO needed a paycheck, right? So the guy has triplets and, you know, so that was a big one. He said, hey, I can't do this for much longer. And we just assessed everything and said, look, I don't want to put you in a bad financial spot. So go find a job. We'll pay you until you do. And he had to go find another job. And we were still in the flip business. So we couldn't run two businesses. So we said, you know what? The market's just not here. Let's leave the company open. Maybe one day we'll come back to it. And we never did.